Today I will say that alhamdulillah the gents were more punctual than the ladies. It's first time in the history of our community, alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, to make most of this in the 14 and a half minutes we have, each group will get 1 minute to about 1.5 minutes to speak. Now, in the sunnah of our beautiful way of doing that, ladies group one will start. Ladies group one, where are you? Okay. So what we will do is, before we start, we will be collecting these papers afterwards. We will then share those points so that they're documented with Sheikh. And we will see what Sheikh does with those. Okay? So, group one, I will give you. Thank you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'll start with the positives. So we made 5 points. The first one, we think we are, Shia communities are very forefront in charity work, especially when it comes to giving. So when they hear of any issues, we kind of step up very quickly. The second point that we thought we could is education. We like to pursue educational things and always willing to learn. The third point is we're hardworking communities, so it's always striving. Fourth positive is we're proactive in supporting others. And the fifth one is that we're very good at visiting the shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, especially. The five negatives, find the Shia communities in London are very insular and very difficult to accept others outside their own community. They shy away. A lot of times we are very culturally orientated. Many times we also make our cultural standings over our faith even at times. Thirdly is our communities don't give chance to get the less able or less well-known people to come at the forefront. They sort of tend to stick to the same people. They're always in charge. We don't actively pursue in giving others who are less able a chance. We are very prejudiced and judgmental as well as communities. So I think we like prefer to be with people we know or we are comfortable with or... and the last one, we said that politically we are very, very behind. We are not in the forefront. We tend to shy away and very scared to express or get involved outside what our local community affairs.
And you may wonder that we cannot discuss these and things. This is the first session. Then we will have more discussion. Group one, gents, please. Who is speaking? Hassan. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. We were blessed to have many talented voices and opinions within our group. So we came up with more than 5 on each side, but we'll try and condense, inshallah. Starting with the positives, the first one we ironically came up with was timekeeping and organization within the Shia world, and that seemed to be a consensus that in the London-based Shia community, if you compare perhaps to Shia communities in other parts of the world, perhaps we're a more organized group. Secondly, volunteering, and that's something we can all perhaps agree with after seeing the efforts put in by the Hujjah Academy team. But as a community, not just within this centre, but across centres in London, the efforts and volunteering are superb. The third was the access to resources, particularly in regards to wealth. Being integrated into this cosmopolitan society, we do have access to to wealth, and perhaps that allows us an advantage to invest into different streams of society. Whether we do that is a different question. The fourth is we're educated on a secular basis, involved in different spheres of society, different industries, and that also allows us the opportunity to learn both secular and Islamic knowledge and to integrate one another. And the fifth is perhaps the fact that London, which is the driving force in the UK when it comes to the Shia community, we've known to have over 30 Shia centres within this city. We've known to have, you know, 30,000 plus Shias within London as a capital, perhaps are the driving force of influence in the Western world when it comes to the Shia community. And I feel that's very critical to our identity. In terms of five negatives, the first perhaps we thought was minimal or perhaps not enough integration with wider society. Growing up, how much integration have we had with our neighbours, let alone those of other faiths, those of other corners of society. Second, disunity or lack of association with other ethnic groups or cultural groups within the Shia community in London. The third, perhaps, although we do have access to resources, perhaps our generosity becomes disproportionate. So we perhaps may be a wealthy community, but are we investing into the right areas within the community surrounding us? And that's not just within the Shia community, but also in our own postcodes. There's poverty we see and so on. The fourth point was apathy, impatience, in a sense where our youth and generally the community may be shallow in our understanding of our faith and other issues. One of the team mentioned about, for example, reading. Are we reading books? Are we looking at things from a superficial perspective, or are we actually digging into issues to learn the root of what we do believe in, both on a cultural basis and when it comes to our historical texts and so on? And the fifth was hasad. As a community, we may be poisoned with jealousy and envy, and that's something which may not be specific to London, but it's certainly something that does exist.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. As I'm walking over to group two, on the sister side, the challenge is if points have been mentioned, maybe to not mention them, if it's reoccurring, okay? That will help each other, inshallah. Where is group two? Thank you. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum.
So group two ladies, the positives mentioned were we are very organized. We follow the rules, we follow the systems, which is a very good positive when rules are laid out. We do a lot of charity and fundraising, which has been mentioned, so I won't labor. Following the Maraja, so it's a good point that we are very particular about the rulings of Maraja. Establishing Husseinias and Madaris and dissemination of knowledge. And as a community, we are quite proactive. On the negative side, although it's mentioned, I just quickly mentioned, no unity, so I won't elaborate on that. We are very segregated and we work in silos rather than integrating. We often challenge the rulings of the Maharaja again without knowing the in-depth of rulings of the Maharaja. And we are very resistant to change, and therefore that inhibits the attracting good leaders. And once again, somebody's mentioned, very judgmental.
Asad. Group two, if you can. Asad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Well, you're just fourth in the line, and it seems all the points are exhausted. We never found one negative in Shia world. That's a good to start with.
Yeah.
Well, very briefly, it's just we just block it up in different sections. It's unity, where there's caring, giving, helping, sharing. Self-building, that's education, like Hujjat Academy being there, or education and training, attending programs. These are the good things we do. Discipline organization, which was said by our sisters again. And we are very dynamic, we are with the time. We use a lot of WhatsApp so we can spread the good and the bad at the same time. And the first group said that we visit the shrines, the followers of Ahlul Bayt. It's a trait. Now, is it inherent because we are Shias, or is it a good thing to do visiting the shrines? That's a discussable point. Now, looking at the negativity, it's very hard because I guess everybody can introspect themselves and see what is the negative here. One of the things you said, we are apathy. At times, you're not responding to the need at the right times. As the brother says, we are a rich society or rich organization, but our resources are not being shared equally where they're supposed to be. Jealousy or hasad, and says, well, pulling down somebody is like the crabs in a bag. One crab wants to come out, the other crab pulls him down. So unless he decides to go with no legs at all. Our brother Murtaza Mirali, he said nicely, and we put him to spot because he held a very good talk last Wednesday on disability. How do we see disability? We saw the other angles from the lady says, if there are other non-Shias or other people, we kind of have our culture overriding the religion. And one thing is push the buck. Okay, I won't do it. I can see somebody, I can see some dirt there. Somebody else will pick it up. Push the buck. So basically, there are a few traits and that could reflect myself, the way I have or what I lack in myself. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Group three on the Lisa. Thank you very much.
So some of our points have already been said, so I'll just read the ones out that we haven't. In the positives, the first that we've got was our community does some interfaith functions, so which is obviously very good. We can do more, but at least we're doing some interfaith and tabligh work. We try to put the teachings of the Holy Prophet into practice by doing charity work, like Who is Hussein, Sufra, things like that. Another thing is that we pray and worship together regularly, like on Thursday evenings we have Dua Kumail programs, we do Jumma Namaz, we have Fajr on weekends, things like that. And also sometimes, not often enough, but we do sometimes have multilingual programs to like include the elders and the youngsters all together. On the negatives, I think our community is not always open to constructive criticism. We get quite defensive, so we don't like that. And I think as individuals, we may not always be spiritually as strong as when we are in a group as our community, like when we're outside at workplaces or at school. And I think we're not well represented in the media.
Thank you very much. Allahumma salam.
Gents, brothers, group three. Over there. Ahsan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
So most of the points have already been said, but I'll quickly go through them. So the positives, we're a very generous community. We give out a lot of money whenever we have fundraisings and stuff. We have a lot of solidarity. We're a very tight-knit community. We're very organized as well. One thing that we're very good at is our love of Ahlul Bayt, and sometimes we go over and beyond the remit, but that's a discussion for another day. And we're a very well-educated community as well. Education is very high on our list. Negatives, time management. Although we're organized, but time management sometimes can be difficult. We have a very siloed approach. So although we're a tight-knit community, we tend to stick within our small groups. Lack of external tabligh. We see our Sunni brothers put up their pop-up stalls everywhere within malls and stuff like that. We tend to shy away from that. So maybe that's something we need to improve on. Lack of relationship with the Quran. Again, comparatively to our Sunni brothers, our relationship with the Quran is nowhere near to theirs and nowhere near to our love of the Ahlul Bayt as well. So we need a bit more balance there. And civil engagement as well, engaging with the with political figures and local councils. That's where we lack as well.
Group four on the sister side. Do we have a group four? Yes, thank you.
Sorry. Okay, so the positives we've got are the community is quite active with regards to the events. So there's events all year round for anyone who's looking. And that goes for opportunities as well. So there's a sense of community. As a Shia community, we haven't neglected our roots. We're quite proud. We've worked for our beliefs. Therefore, any faith we have is quite sincere. Within the community, if someone needs help, generally they'll get it if they make everyone aware. So we're quite helpful. With regards to negatives, we've got culturally segregated. So with regards to separate communities, you see everyone sort of sticks to their own. Also another one is we focus more on culture than religion. There's less focus on the roots of our beliefs. We also have that generally people have an ego problem, so we can think a little too highly of ourselves and don't like to be told that we are wrong. This has been said before, but a lack of confidence to go out into the wider community, for example, doing tabligh. And we've got a lack of mentorship or focus on the youth, so there's a generation gap. So this is with regards to sort of people who aren't looking for spirituality, so only seekers will find. So maybe building the bridge between people of knowledge and people who are just not looking and need to be sort of drawn in. And that also links into the community being easily influenced by external influences. For example, the social media generation, there's no internal force or pulling factor within social media. So this, we find that sometimes the spiritual world is separate from the social media world, so sometimes it's out of touch.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ren. Last group of the brothers, and then we have one more from our sisters. Group four, please. Thank you.
Bismillah. I'll keep this brief because I know we've finished the time. So I think we echoed what most of the other groups have said, but one thing in the positives that we also found was that we are quite comfortable with our Shia identity, in that we're a community of immigrants, and often when immigrants or second generation immigrants, they lose some of their identity and it becomes diluted. Whereas that we felt that the Shia community in London still had a strong sense of what their Shia identity was, especially around times like Muharram and Arba'een. When it came to negatives, again, it was pretty much the same sort of stuff around divisions and disunity. But we also felt that there was perhaps a lack of focus on religious education and too much on perhaps secular education. And again, this was more reflection on our generation, perhaps, than our parents, that we're very focused on making sure that we have the right university and secular education, but perhaps not focusing on the religious as much as our parents did. And the word egocentricity came up a little bit there as well.
Thank you.
Last group, thank you, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So with our positives, we were talking about how hospitable we are as a community. So we're always very friendly, smiley, offering people help when they need it. We're very kind, generally. And we have a really strong passion for Imam Hussein. So you could walk into a room in Muharram and it would be as if you're sitting in a room in Karbala. Like across London, like we have a lot of majalises that celebrate and commemorate. We've discussed about charitable, being very charitable and trying to reach out to more vulnerable communities. Trying to be inclusive within our centres, perhaps not outside of our centres. Trying to include all ages, gender, reverts, and also within the multi-faith community. But probably one of the biggest things is that we have that autonomy here, that we have freedom to practice our religion, which some countries unfortunately don't get to do. So that's a big positive as well, alhamdulillah. With regards to the negatives, we were saying that perhaps we've become desensitized to some of the things that happen in the Western society. So, for example, things that we might see on TV or things that people wear on the streets or whatever. So we see these things as quite normal, and had we been living somewhere else, we might have a bit more of a shock. So there's also, like as many people have said, there's the splits between our communities, and sometimes culture can override religion and this lack of unity between us all. And again, someone mentioned how poor our relationship is with the Quran. So that's obviously one of the biggest things. And it seems to be a more current thing where there's this disconnection with the Maraji as well. So whether people are feeling disconnected and not wanting to follow the teachings, the current teachings of the ulama. Finally, we were saying that we're probably lacking overall good leadership across all the Shia communities in London, bringing everyone together and trying to avoid this sort of disunity. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, thank you very much. I know we have just gone over time, but I must give Sheikh 2 minutes to maybe respond. And if you have any closing notes, thank you, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I thank all the groups for their valuable points. Inshallah, with the help of Hojjat Academy team, all these points will be put together, and we would know what each group has said, and then we would also see how many groups have shared the same thing so that we can understand the frequency. Also to see if there is any significant difference between the points that sisters have said and the points that brothers have said. We can see maybe from different perspectives there are differences. So what I like to request is not only to attend all the sessions that we have, but also in between, please be thinking about this topic, because this is something that we have to develop together. And I am sure there are ways that you can communicate your points to Hojjat Academy team, and they can send to me. And for me, it's very important to hear from you, your ideas. And I think that this is a sign of maturity, that we have reached this level that we address this issue. So I thank Allah for this. But now we have to do it properly. So inshallah, with your du'as and your help, we manage inshallah to do this. And then I will tell you that what I think would be inshallah other steps to take this concept further. So this course is the first step, but there are other things inshallah that we can do later. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our Imam al-Zaman happy and pleased with us, and to include us among the people that Imam prays for them and is eager to meet them and is happy with what they decide, what they intend, what they plan, and what they do. May Allah inshallah give long life to our maraji, to our ulama, to elder members of our community, because all of this give us a sense of belonging to our tradition. Thank you very much. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
If you haven't written your group's number, if you are the brother or sister, put a B next to your number, so we know which group it is. And if you're sister, then put an S or sister, just write. Thank you. And we will be collecting. Thank you.